what inspired you to get out on the road?
Well, my girlfriend said you've got to get out of the house for one thing. But, you know, to promote these days, when you're touring is when you sell most of your records, mate, you know, given the state of the industry. So if you want to get a record out to the masses or any subset thereof, you pick it up and get it out on the road.
Why do a full-length album after so long? What brought that on?
Well, I thought I'm not getting any younger, first thing, you know. Second thing, when I was in Albania, I saw this advert for a thing called the British Fund for Aging Rockers, and they were giving grants to people like me, or hopefully me, you know, and I applied for it and became one of the grantees. And then they were expecting me to you know, make something, hopefully a record. And so I thought, you know, my dad was a great influence on me. And he said, because I was thinking, what do I make a record about? You know, and my dad had said, write about what you know. You know, and so I said to myself, Derek, I said, what do you know? I know I'm getting older because I'm not dead, so I'll write about that. So that's how it came about. And then, you know, these were indeed meditations upon aging, which is why it's in within the brackets in the title.
What else are you up to these days, by the way? I mean, obviously recording and touring again, but
yeah.
What else are you going on?
And making videos. I've made 4 videos from the record. The last one just came out called Give Me Some More Money, where it's a live action me in a totally animated universe trying to get money out of an animated universe. Hint, it's not easy to get money out of an animated universe. And I'm over here in London because my mate Richard Thompson, great guitarist who performed on the record, is celebrating his 70th birthday at Royal Albert Hall on Monday, and he played on my record the song called She Puts the Bitch in Obituary, and I'm performing that with him at his birthday celebration at Royal Albert Hall. It's my return to Royal Albert Hall after Tap played there in 1992, and I hear they've spruced it up a bit since then. I hope so. It was sort of a dump then.
I mean, do you have anything else going on? You know, not even necessarily music, but how do you spend your days? I mean, what's a day in the life like?
Well, I do my own cooking, so that keeps me busy because I'm not very good at it. So many a meal is started over, let's put it that way. And because I'm not allowed to look at the internet very much, I'm on a strict 10-minute-a-day regimen because I was addicted to it. I don't know if you know that story. So to compensate, I watch a hell of a lot of telly. You know, I did have, for a while, I did do a lot of gardening, and I was sort of trying to perfect, among other things, the black carnation, which does not, to this point, exist, and I thought that's what the world needed, but it's proven to be harder than I thought, and I've sort of hung up my gardening tools for the moment. I mean, ask yourself, wouldn't it be great to have a totally black carnation?
Oh, no, it absolutely would.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't that make your world more beautiful?